From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King, and I'm joined today by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College. So, Nicole, I always see in shows like Star Trek that they're zipping around the universe faster than the speed of light, and I know that you're a Star Trek fan. Can you tell me how they do that?
You can ascribe it to a lot of technobabble. They do use a lot of fun sciencey words that may or may not be something that is truly real. But there is actually some theoretical work that's gone into how we might make a warp drive. By using a massive, massive object kind of off the bow of the spaceship and compressing and expanding space, that would make that craft go faster than light.
Fan, so how do you expand and contract something massive in front of a spaceship?
The popular way of demonstrating that is to put out like a stretchy cloth or imagine a rubber sheet. And that is an analogy for space-time. In that way, think of it as kind of like scrunching up the carpet underneath is kind of how I picture it, and letting the ship move through space-time a lot faster. But the type of matter you would need to do this, as far as we know, doesn't exist.
Is that what physicists do? You get to come up with cool ideas and make up the universe where they exist? That sounds like writing a TV show.
This is the fun things that theoretical physicists get to do, is probe the outer edges of what we know and see where that takes us and see where those conclusions go.
So how long are we thinking it'll take to develop this warp drive?
It depends on whether we find some exotic state of matter that for now we don't know if it really exists.
Well, Nicole, thanks so much for being here today.
Great, thanks for having me.
If you have questions about the night sky, send us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King.